Well, we've actually seen one of the greatest job serve advertisements ever. Okay, it's £1,000 per day. It's actually a Java electronic effect pricing heading recruitment ad on jobserve.co.uk, where I want an exceptional Java EFX developer who's going to work in elite electronic marketing making for an FX platform at an elite tier one bank. So you have to be, of course, a Java specialist with that extensive knowledge, exceptional Java experience, JVM optimization, low latency and high throughput experience at designing high performance fault tolerant architectures, strong business understanding, especially in foreign exchange, experience with distributed system technologies, and they also want concurrency algorithms and knowledge of operating systems. Not forgetting the strong academics and excellent problem-solving skills. So what are we going to get for our £1,000 a day? Brilliant. Having spoken to a few people, I think this is quite a suspicious ad. No doubt, I'm sure there's an opportunity there for a real job to be had. If you think about it more in depth, I think it does highlight the problems in our industry, really. Although it's not an offence, a criminal offence, to advertise jobs that really don't exist, it is, for me, really unethical and adds to the anxiety and concern I have about the industry. Especially, we are at a point where we might come out of recovery. We are looking maybe at better days ahead. And it worries me that we have possibly an engineering crisis just around the corner. If this is what some of the guys are doing now in terms of recruitment. Okay, you can't paint everybody with the same paintbrush. You have to be absolutely fair, and I am, and there's some really stellar people out there who will look after the candidate as well as the client, but it does worry me and bugger belief that, you know, of course business change is inevitable, and you know, businesses have to make this kind of decision to get experienced people. But like I said in the previous audio boo about the project management constraints, one has to start thinking about what really is going on here behind some of these job ads that seem to be asking already for ludicrous amounts of money or offering that. If you are one of those lucky individuals that are earning £1,000 per day, then you're probably in the security business and you're not an actual developer, at least in the year 2013. So I'll be interested to hear what other people think of this sort of behaviour in the contracting game.